Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Luke 2, verse 19, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Like Mary, there are many things for you to treasure and ponder tonight as well. And it is fitting and right so to do. For I bet, like you, like me, have been thinking about so many things over the last couple days. I guess that you also have made your list and you have checked it twice. You have gotten the cookies baked and decorated, and you have decorated the house as well. You have bought presents, and you probably spent quite a bit amount of time wrapping them. And you have sent your Christmas cards with your letter and your family photo that you spent much time deliberating as to what it's going to be. And you have sang Christmas carols, and you have viewed Christmas light displays, maybe even in your jammies as you drove around. Maybe you haven't gotten that far. You might have woken up this morning, running through the list, putting the roast in the oven, preparing the oyster soup, putting milk and cookies out for Santa. But have you treasured up all these things? As Mary, pondering them in your heart, the Christ things, have you treasured them up and pondered them in your heart? So I will preach it to you tonight. It's time to have ears to hear what you are given to treasure and ponder. It is this: God, who holds the universe in his hand, is cradled into the arms of a virgin mother. God, whose divine essence no man can touch, is wrapped in swaddling clothes. God, who gives food to the hungry and seed to the sower, is fed on milk from his mother Mary's breast. The fullness of God dwells in the infant baby Jesus. The eternal Word of God becomes human, flesh and blood. The Creator becomes the creature in order to save you from your sins and give you heaven. You too must follow the lead of Mary's example of treasuring and keeping the Christmas miracle in your hearts. If this wonderful birth, the sermon of the angel, the hymn of the heavenly host, and the joy of the shepherds does not find its way into your hearts, it is all for nothing. Unless the Christ child is born in you and you in him through faith, not just today, but every day, you'll be lost forever, doomed and damned in your sin. I'm here to tell you that Jesus came to save you from sin, death, and the devil. His birth foreshadows his death. Christmas and Easter come together as one. With the manger crib comes the cross. He was born during the reign of Caesar Augustus so that he would be crucified under Pontius Pilate. He was born a tender lamb so that he would be God's lamb, the sacrifice that takes away the sin of the world. He was born in earthly poverty so that all who trust in him would be rich in heavenly treasure. He was born of Mary, so that we might be reborn as children of God. He lay as an infant in a cave in Bethlehem, so that he might lay in a tomb to save you from the grave. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes in his birth, so that he might be wrapped in his burial clothes in his death for you. He was worshipped by the shepherds and adored by the wise men, so that heaven and earth would praise him and all nations would bow down and worship him. He came in humility to die, so that he would reveal himself in glory on the last day to raise you from your grave. If you have lived this year, this month, this week, this day, as though this child had never been born, as though God had not taken on our flesh and blood, as though God were not with us, if you have lived as if you mattered most and this child of Bethlehem mattered least, then I beg you, make this night a night of repentance and renewal before the day comes when there will be no more days of repentance. After all, to you is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Treasure and ponder that promise. Think of that. Ponder that. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.